This weekend saw the Czech Olympic team pick up four more medals in London, including the first gold in this year's Olympics. The Czechs achieved most of their successes of the past few days in the water, but even before the games began, the Czech team made a big splash in the world of fashion. At the opening ceremony, they paraded around the Olympic Stadium in facetious Wellingtons with umbrellas in hand. But for the creators of the Olympic opening outfits, their success was not a given. Marsha Volinsky has the story.
This year's Olympics were dubbed early on as the most stylish sporting event in history. Designers like Giorgio Armani and Ralph Lauren and international labels such as Adidas, Prada and Fila showed off the gear designed for Olympic teams weeks before the opening. In this star-studded lineup, no one suspected that the Czech team will make a big impression. Nonetheless, the Czechs won over the audiences at the opening ceremony not only with the elegant pattern and colors of their outfits, but even more with their witty accessories, appearing in low-cut Wellington boots and carrying umbrellas with the same design. I spoke to Jiří Kejval, the Czech Olympic Committee's vice president for finance and marketing, who came up with the wellies idea, and asked him what inspired him.
We wanted to be not like the others, and we're thinking of this, what will be funny and how we can be different. And, you know, the British, they are talking always about the weather. And we said, we were talking about the Wellingtons and about the umbrellas. And with this idea, we came to Daniela Fleischerova and her studio.
The pattern for the whole of the Czech Olympic kit was based on a painting called Amorfa by the famous Czech abstract artist František Kupka. The clothing Czech athletes took with them to London was a team effort involving the Czech sportswear manufacturer Alpine Pro, members of the Olympic Committee, some of the Olympians, and designers. But having gotten little attention from the Czech press during the pre-Olympic presentations of the kit, its creators had little indication of how the outfits would be received. In fact, some openly negative feedback they had gotten before the opening left Daniela Fleischerova from design studio Edanieli that created the outfits for the opening ceremony unsettled.
I was really a little bit nervous and I was wishing in the rain for the opening that all the people understand how it was meant, like a little joke, just very English.
Some people at home did not at first understand the humor of making wellies part of the outfit and felt it was degrading to Czech athletes and the Olympic ceremony, as Jiří Kejval explained.
The feedback in the Czech Republic was not good. People said the Wellingtons, that's more for the field, you know, than for the celebrations like the opening ceremony. But the British, they have a very similar kind of humor like Czech have, and it was a very well received from early beginning because the people love it.
In the end, the outfits hit the right note, both with the British audience and the Czech athletes. Women's tennis doubles silver medalists Andreje Hlaváčková and Lucie Hradecká showed the Wellingtons off at the medal ceremony on Saturday. Ever since the opening ceremony, visitors have flocked to the Czech House in London to purchase their own pair of the popular footwear. But Mr. Kejval told me on Friday that the organizers did not originally expect them to be such a huge success.
We were not prepared for such a big demand. So because originally we made the Wellingtons mainly for the athletes and just with several hundred of spare pairs, but most of them are sold out. So we have just only very small sizes now. And we sold something like 300 of them and they were sold out within a minute.
And as the Olympic Games become as much about fashion as sport, the next challenge for the Czech Olympic Committee will be to prepare for the Sochi Games 2 years from now and create outfits that will be just as original as this year's.
Marsha Volinsky with that report.